I think there's so many black fathers that are locked up and in prison. That's why we're amongst the lost generation. I think ultimately, if you don't have a father to look up to, then you're gonna probably gravitate towards the most prominent, influential black male in your neighborhood. And they end up being influenced by the Crips, the Bloods, and the Thugs that are in their neighborhood because they're looking for someone.
A letter to my father prison. At 25, your baby boys are now a couple of men. With your deadly venom and I spit hate upon your feelings. Like, where the fuck was you at? You've always been a mama's boy or a bottle popping alcoholic. Fuck you. A couple hundred spent on child support, now I get it. You're just a bum ass and another statistic. A black man in America, but black boys without a father, man. And fuck it, homie, let's put it out in the open sea. Mama worked a double shift while daddy fucked another bitch. Had photos up in her baggage claim as if we were her fucking kids. Papa did the best he could, but he died around the ninth grade. And my uncle was on the East Coast, looking back like, what a shame. But you was in Los Angeles, and I was in these Paris streets. I fucked a couple bitches, smoked a bunch of weed. I'm reading back these allegations, your testimonial to the judge. Like, why you lying on my mama's name, my nigga? You never lived with us.
It ain't have to be so. It ain't have to be so, my son. It ain't have to be so. It ain't have to be so. It ain't have to be so, nigga. Why these stories always end like this? Why these stories always end like this? Why these stories always end like this? It ain't have to be so. It ain't have to be so, my nigga. Get it off your chest, man. 2012, now I'm the man. I'm thinking, fuck it. Let me be the first to extend that hand. 11 years is quite a long time. And baby boy is tatted up, but my record's still clean. Shit, I did my dirt without you. Listen, that's all new, so let's get back to the point of it. Like, why'd you walk up in our life for a second time just to walk out of it? I never was a snitch, nigga. I never was a story flipper. I never tried to use your absence as an excuse. Jack ruthless, oh. Your father did the same for you, so you figured you'd be slick with it. You never became shit, and so you figured that we forget about it. I get it. You're just a lame ass and another statistic. And truth be told, you got a few kids that be feeling indifferent. You see, if I really thought about it, I could find the heart to forgive it. But I'ma hate you to the grave for all the pain that you put my mother through. My nigga, you ain't shit to me. I pray to God you put your head in this. Rest in peace to Henry Stafford. We gon' carry on your legacy. And a word to Mr. Marshall when you're laying on that deathbed.
You ain't gotta explain yourself.
Cool. And a word to Mr. Marshall while you're laying on your deathbed.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, I forgive you, old man. I forgive you, old man.
It ain't have to be so, my son. It ain't have to be so. It ain't have to be so. It ain't have to be so, nigga.
Why these stories always end like this? Why these stories always end like this? Why these stories always end like this?
It ain't have to be so.
It ain't have to be so, my nigga.
I know there is a lot of people. There are a lot of people out there who are hurt, and it started, you know, from the time you were little. I mean, everyone has a different story, but something that happened to me was my parents weren't around, and I didn't know how to deal with that. And there came a point in my life where I had to decide whether I was going to let their mistakes mess my life up. And I decided that I was going to move on. But I know moving on isn't always so easy. So this is kind of what I had to tell myself. I had to tell myself to stop running. Stop screaming. Stop. Stop. Breathe. Give life your own meaning. I see so many people giving up on their lives before they've even begun. And I understand where it's coming from, because it used to be me. I was devastated for such a long time. It took conversations, advice, and books to heal my mind. My mom was on and off drugs all my life, and she still is. And my father, he ran up and down the street pimping other people's kids. The youngest one I know of is 15. true story. The only parent I had was a grandmother who gave me more love than any other, who cleaned houses for us so we could have what we needed. But up until a few years ago, I didn't even know, because when I got out of school, she was there waiting at home. And now she's got a bunch of ungrateful ass kids who feel like she owes more to them than this. And it's bullshit. It's bullshit. No one owes you anything. I know awful things have happened to you, and I don't want to compare pain. But take a look at from where I came. Life isn't all rain. Take responsibility for where you end up. Because once you're an adult, it's your own fault if your life is fucked up. Your family of origin did the best with what they had, and sometimes all they can give is kind of sad. So be mad. Take it personally and then move on. Don't keep singing your I done been done wrong song. See me, I make my own. I take my own. And I dare anyone to try and break my own. Because I've had to reside on the other side, and until you push forward, baby, it's hard to feel alive. So stop running. Stop screaming. Stop. Breathe. Give life your own meaning.